At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Audio's good, Mick? Everything's good? All right, let's go.
That's a red line.
So, we are live. If you will be kind enough, Johnny, to intro us.
You good? We good? Hey, guys. Welcome back. Thank you for watching the podcast or listening, whatever you're doing. We are in episode what, 21?
21.
We have hit our first 21. Milestone of 20 episodes, and now we're on 21.
Let's fucking go.
21. Okay? Well, how does that really make you feel, though?
Uno? Is that right?
Uno.
Anthony, look at the screen on top.
Uno. Wait, which one?
Oh.
I saw yours.
We're throwing up gang signs.
That wasn't even gang signs. You were doing like sign language.
What? No, it wasn't. It was gang signs.
Let me see a blood. Let me see a classic. You know how to do blood?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see a classic.
Don't shoot me, dude. But
oh, dang. That is pretty good. High resolution, let's get a shot of that. And then also bring back out
4K.
Bring back out that badge you had a second ago. No, stop.
I'll get the badge out, dude. Don't make me. I'll put it right around here. You guys got like an armband I could attach it to?
No, stop.
A little sweatband I could put on my forehead.
Yeah, how are we doing? Are we?
Oh, okay.
My goodness.
So. Episode 21, we got our boy, the homie, Mr. Matt, a.k.a. Young Link, kicking it with us today in studio.
What's up, Matt?
He's also a musician. He's also a rapper.
The infamous macaroni and cheese.
He also has been featured on one of our songs called Skippy. And on our new EP, he's on another song called Megilla. So stay tuned for that. That's going
to
be
sick. Does
that
have anything to do with Megilla Gorilla?
Yes, actually, that's what the whole song's about.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a song about Shaquille O'Neal. Okay, so Mick. No, just kidding. You guys are racist.
I'm here.
You guys are racist.
Hello.
thank you for joining. My name is Johnny Savage, or Johnny, a.k.a. Johnny Savage. Thanks for coming. To my right, we got Mick.
Johnny Savage, or as I like to say, Johnny Beep.
Let's get all the bad jokes out now.
Come on.
And then we'll, you know, we're warming up. We're warming up.
Because the beep sound effect didn't sound good.
Oh, got you.
That'd be higher pitch.
Yeah.
So go to Mick right now. We got Mick. Mick on my right.
What's up? I'm Mick. How's it going? I like
that is his name.
I like totals.
Yeah, I helped Johnny fix something earlier and I was just like, hey, I am Mick Guyver.
Yeah. Cha-chang.
It's pretty good. It was pretty good at the moment. I know it didn't hit right now, but
it flopped.
It's okay. It's totally fine. Like I said, we do got our homie in, Matt, right here. Say what's up, Matt.
What's up, Matt? What's up, guys? I haven't seen you guys in a while, so this is kind of nice.
Last time I wasn't here, you filled in for me. Yeah. So this is fun. We're all here now.
We're all here.
Thanks for coming short notice, bro. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here. I mean, I'm in town. So, I mean, I was just at church and you're like, come through. I'm like,
let's do it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I fucking love this guy. I love this guy.
This guy.
And then also, I just wanted to kind of chime in here. I am your board bitch here. You see me up in the top. I'm right there at the top of the screen. Love you guys. Anthony here. Uncle underscore energy. Dead Widow CA on Instagram.
What happened was, everybody? What we happened was, is he was at the beach and he stayed out in the sun too long. And that's why you see a black screen now. It just happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah, dude.
He just absorbs light. That's what it is. He's a void now.
You can get so much sun that you break cameras.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Mr. Matt.
Yes.
Tell me, bro. What instrument did you first start playing and when was it and what instrument was it? Turn on the fucking music.
It's down.
Drums. So I mainly, that's the thing that I've decided to go into. I first heard a boy, no, reinventing your ed and reinventing your exit by Under Oath. I was visiting a cousin in Texas and I was sleeping in, so he woke me up with that song on his Xbox when you play CDs on your Xbox. And
so we're talking some high definition TV speakers here.
Yeah, I heard that and I like woke up, freaked out, and he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," and I was like, "No, that's tight." But like, what band is this? What song is this? Uh-huh. He's like, "Oh, it's Under Oath," and show me the song, the album, and like ever since then, I was like, I want to be a musician. I want to be a drummer. I want to do all this stuff. Because Aaron Gillespie, the drummer there, he also sings in the band, and that just inspired me. It was like, he could drum and he could sing. Like that's sick, insane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to do that.
I could play. I could barely like keep a small little beat on a drum set, let alone sing.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The fact that you're so bad at drums is already glaring because you called it drum set instead of drum kit.
Yeah, see, exactly. I'm not a drummer.
It's the same thing, dude. Drums that take you down, bro.
Let me take him down, please.
So I've been wanting a drum set. So should I call it a drum kit or a drum set? Is it two different things?
When you own it.
Exactly. Shut up. No, not you. Exactly. Shut up, Anthony.
Shutting right the fuck up. Hell yeah.
That's cool. So drums, did you dabble into other instruments?
I kind of know the bass a little bit.
Okay. I like that. But,
besides that, it's just mainly drums. I like produce, like, make beats and stuff like that.
I do. Yeah. I do know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, I mean, that's, is that a good segue?
Should we segue? Sure. You want to share this beat with us, right? Yeah, sent it to me earlier. Let's check it out. Okay. Let's see what this dog shit's all about. Nope.
No, no, please tell me it's bad and I should just quit.
No, right, you're. Now, I mean, I've commented on a beat that you sent. You posted one day. I was like, this is pretty fucking sick. Let's get it. Let's hear it.
It should be playing.
You got a. Okay, cool. Okay. Is it gonna start or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just this.
Okay.
I love that.
See this guy?
Great melody. Great instrument.
Use distortion on your 808.
Yeah. You told me about that. I owe a lot to you.
What a difference,
honestly.
Huh?
Insane. Not just feeling it, but like actually hearing it. It's, yeah. No. I appreciate you for like your knowledge. Like, thank you.
Thanks, dude. Yeah. YouTube University, man. Check it out. Yeah.
YouTube University. We all go there.
What would you say is like, what gets you started on
hard.
A track like this?
What gets you hard, Matt? We're going straight for the important questions.
Probably the 808s and the drums. Like, okay. that's the...
Gives you a raging boner.
He's trying to make coochie shaker beats.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you guys get laid. That's nice. Kind of the...
I like that.
The whole objective for you.
Right.
So, I mean, if it works, it works. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, honestly, I just want to make beats that are just hard, just heavy 808s, just nasty drums. Got and just, you. Like, a simple melody, just, so, you know, just, like, four notes. Like,
got you.
Like this. Just something pause this real quick. Simple.
What do you usually start with when you write a beat? Because this is interesting, because we all write beats here. Well, I mean, I don't know if Anthony does, but I know me and Mick do. Where do you get started when you thinking of a beat?
I try to get just like a simple melody done, just some sort of just like lead, just notes or something like keys, like the beginning of things like do 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 do, like that kind of like Tetris thing that was going on. I try to get something
sound like Tetris. I like that.
I try to get something like that. Yeah,
it really had that vibe to it.
Like, I just want to get some sort of simple lead, even if I'm not going to keep it at the end result. I just want to get something, at least in writing. So when I actually get the drums go hard no matter what's behind it.
Mm.
And then from there, I get at really whatever lead I want. And the drums are just going to smack regardless. And then you know, the 808s from there, and then add other notes and other sounds and whatnot. But I just need to try to get the first lead. Once that's done, everything's kind of, I don't want to say, you know, it's cake, it's going to be easy, but like I kind of have a routine to go from there.
Right, right. That's pretty cool. So you said you started with drums, then what got you into actually like producing beats? Like what was the transition from that to that? Because you said Under Oath, so I'm thinking you started off with metal and stuff.
Yeah. So I was in a band in high school. I think I started like actually playing like junior, sophomore year of high school, and just kind of just branched off from there. I was in a few bands in high school. And then from there, I was in the band Glory to the Victor with the homie Anthony up in front.
Sheesh. Yeah. You can't see him, guys, but he's there.
He's there, man. I'm sorry, guys.
The suntan. The suntan. Yeah. Fucked everything.
Yeah, it's hard to see. I need some glasses or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, up. No, I've been in a few bands. Just, you know, drumming it out and whatnot. But a homie saw it. He got the program was Stage Light, and I think he learned from it from Linkin Park, Mike Shinoda. Uh-huh. I think he uses it, or it's like sponsored by it or something like that. He told me something like Linkin Park or something was involved with it or whatever. So he told me about it, and then I learned about kind of like producing and making beats from there. And I was like, I heard some of the stuff he made, and then from there, I went from there, from Stage Light, and then to Studio One. That's where I make all my stuff now. And
Studio One,
Studio One, gang, dude. Yes. I love Studio.
Might be the only other person that I've heard shout it out. Like, dude, it's my favorite.
Underrated.
Keyboard shortcuts alone make it worthwhile. Dude. It's so, the interaction with it is so good.
I love Studio One. Like, I think you showed me Studio One, if I'm not mistaken.
I did, yeah.
No, Studio One's insane. I love Studio One.
It's affordable for the most part.
It is. And it's free. Honestly, it's free, and you get a lot of crazy stuff. But, you know, you get the T's, tears. It's great, but it's free. Get it. Honestly, it's sick.
I'm biased on DAW. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I got a stiff arm you guys on this one.
Fell on the play.
And I agree. Right. Yeah. I agree with Mick too, because I was going to ask you that too. What DAW do you use? And because I started off with FL Studio, and I've been FL Studio my whole life until I met Mick, and it started like he showed me, you know, freaking.
That's what Saad uses too. Logic. FL. Huh? Yeah, Logic. Yeah. My boy saw that, showed me Stage Light at the front that got me into it. Yeah, he uses FL as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's into that. But yeah, Logic. You're a Logic boy. I love it. I've seen the workplace.
It's like, so dope.
It's nasty. Yeah. It's nasty.
Like my guitar player in my band DNG, he uses Studio One. And I did like the concept of you being able to create a project and send that project, and then the other person can, like, basically pull that exact project and play it. But I think you could do that in Logic, right? Like, you can send me a project and I can just pull up that project and immediately start working inside the project that you sent.
Yes.
Does it have that feature?
Yes, I believe you use it through Sidecar on.
So you have to use another application.
No,
to
it's built in. It's built into. Built in.
Got you. Anthony, just keep playing this beat right when we start talking. That'd be perfect. If you just keep that going the whole time.
If any of you noticed, I'm just doing it while you're talking.
Oh yeah, by the way,
shit.
change the cameras to whoever's talking and shit.
Yeah, you gotta get better at this, dude.
No, I was having a lot of fun doing that. That was really fun. It'll play out. You watch.
I know what you're doing. You fucking asshole. Can't take this guy nowhere.
It will play out as funny. Trust me. DAWs, Mick, real quick, tell me, rip me apart. I want to, what is the one you swear by?
Logic.
Mm-hmm. Logic is superior. I'll agree.
Mm-hmm. What is it that makes it superior?
It's all the tools that they put inside of Logic, all the advanced tools are inspired to make your music sound more musical. Okay. You know, as far as like work processes go, you know, because it takes, I feel like other DAWs, there's just raw what it is to mix. You know, which right. Which is something that I don't like writing like. I don't like especially mixing like that. If you can't make an element sound musical stacked against another element, because like the whole job of an engineer is just making that shit sound musical as fuck. You have to sell this shit, because that's why I've always said, like, how many of these, you know, people that have these big records out, you know, from eons ago, how many of them do they actually have good sounding stems?
Yeah, I hear that.
You know what I mean? So it's like having
Wait, for clarification, because I mean, we know what that means, what that statement means. What do you mean by good sounding stems? Clarify that.
True. It sounds like it belongs in the mix. It sounds like it belongs there as far as arrangement wise. You know what I mean? Because if you have a track that kind of sounds like a little bit of a red herring for you, it's just so odd to mix it, and you spend a lot of time trying to work on that particular thing to make it sound good. You know, the first initial sound source of you recording it, whether it's a VST going into, you know, you're bouncing down a VST, you want to make sure that's, if you get an audio stem of that, which you're going to actually use on the compilation itself, you have to make sure it sounds musical with the rest of it. Because otherwise,
nerd alert. But he's right. Yeah,
it's just a frame of mind. That's kind of like where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. What he's saying, guys, is that only broke boys don't use Logic or Pro Tools. Is what basically
What's
what makes
a broke
sense.
Boy?
Someone who doesn't use Logic or Pro Tools.
Oh shit! Okay,
so
yeah.
I'm a broke boy, and that's okay.
I'm a broke boy.
By the way, that entire factor sentiment that he was talking about was not my initial.
Oh, that's not what you were saying?
No, that's not
you
my
don't endorse his statement.
That's not the sentiment of my first initial statement. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying guys like us that purchased Logic, you know?
Sure.
That
are you sure you think you're good at this? Is that
what? No, I'm not good at that at all.
Because I can out broadcast you, bitch.
Shh. Mick, shut up.
It's just
I'm trying to be on your side.
I was just
dude.
Taking a back seat for you this entire time. Tell me, where were you October 16th of last year?
June 6th, 2020. Where were you?
Oh,
where
I know. You? I can't say where I was that day, but
let me tell you where you were. Mm-hmm. You were here.
Mm-hmm.
Planning for our music video
on the 16th of October.
Yeah. That's right.
Where were we? Which video?
I'm just guessing.
The 16th. Dude, we're not even in October, bro.
He's talking about last year.
Oh, you're right, my bad.
I was probably, it was my birthday, so I was probably doing something. I don't know. My birthday
October,
is the 18th.
October 16th or 18th?
18th. But I was pretty sure I was doing something.
Dude. Oh,
yeah, we got similar or close birthdays.
You got spooky months,
birthday
dude.
Birthday bitch alert.
Birthday bitch alert.
Birthday bitch.
But I agree with Mick. Like, I feel like you can do a lot of correct. I don't want to say correct because there's no wrong DAW. You know, like, I don't believe that.
No. It's for your particular workflow. Like, what do you look for in your sound?
If I may cut to my camera and speak up here, one thing that I would like to say and chime in on this, Mick was about to get at it, is basically, I think it's a preference. Before I used Studio One, I fucked with Logic for a little bit, and I also used Cubase. And it was Cubase. It was just Cubase. And then there was another one before that, but it was like, I used it for like a month and I was like, this is garbage, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to talk trash on that one. But Cubase was fine. It worked pretty much the same
way. I've used Cubase before for a good amount of time.
And then I did Logic. And to me, Logic is actually, I feel like to the type of the way that I create music or the way that I like kind of put shit together, it's less intuitive to me. It's more, it's done in the same way that Reason, Propeller Head Reason is done, where it's like you segment stuff in a very weird way. You traverse the whole project in a very weird way.
For Logic,
yeah. And then,
I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
No, I mean,
I can't even use Reason like at all. It's so confusing.
Well, because they do it basically like almost like just it's, all MIDI based. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, okay. And, I feel like Reason and FL Studio have a lot of similarities in the way that you can like create a beat kind of like real quick and have a nice looper to it and actually create your beat like pretty quickly. Cause like when I was using FL Studio, I would create beats like pretty quick, like, because I'm able to put in my little, you know, 4/4, like little playlist or whatever, and then keep, you know, like just loop it like, I don't like that. Let me take this out. Let me, you know, I'm able to do it real quick, but, the aftermath of that, like actually creating the song and stuff, I found it kind of difficult with FL Studio. So when Mick brought Logic to me, I started, then this is kind of how I write now. I'll do it on FL Studio, create my beats, and then I'll export that, those stems, and then
what I'll tell you what it is. It's just the Apple migration effect from like software to software workflow wise.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Logic really works well with Final Cut. As far as like as vision goes,
right,
for the whole production as a whole, whether it's audio, video, or the combination of the two, you know what I mean. That's why I feel like if you use Apple the most, you get it.
Right,
it's kind of hard. It's like you can't explain it.
Right,
you know.
So for all you Android and Windows users, you guys are fucking.
You're screwed.
You guys, tell me. Like I'm gonna say, broke boys. Like you know.
Can I ask you something? Like, is that what you said to me when I asked you to airdrop me something earlier?
Oh, I do remember that Mick, moment.
I'm on your side, dude. Who cares if I have a
no, dude.
Look, I got my
Johnny. Don't dig it.
What is this?
Green
this is
text?
A iPad.
Hey, check it out. Here? Check green it out. Text? I literally spelled out.
I literally
spelled out how to do this, sir.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I lost my point. That character was too consuming of my energy. Holy shit.
It took everything.
No, but Johnny, I was going to say, dude, don't take it to heart. I think that's the Whitney talking in Mick.
Yes.
He even said that Whitney hit him nice and hard. So, all right.
Who's Whitney?
It's that pink beverage that you and I both agree is way stronger than we expected.
It's like a Mad Dog 2020.
Let me have some of that.
Woof woof.
Bring that over here. Yeah, let me take a swig.
I got it.
Just waterfall a little bit, dude. It's like strong.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
Give it to me. Let me have it.
It's like Mad Dog.
It's
dude.
All warm.
I was
shit
about to
now.
Say it has the same exact bottle as Mad Dog.
Alcohol is that better warm. Kinda... I think that like pure alcohol is better warm. I think
people. Yo.
Really?
I think so.
Pretty strong. It tastes really good though.
I think it hits cold. You harder when it's warm, but when it's only 30%. It's nice just because it feels refreshing.
I could see wanting a cold.
Look how small that bottle is for 30%. That's a lot.
That is a lot, actually.
It's 5 cents if you recycle it.
Yeah, it's in here in California. We take our environment very seriously, as you can see. Example from posted today, September. What is it? The 8th, 9th?
September 8th.
Mm-hmm. Highland, California is on fire.
Yes. Okay. Maybe we should throw Whitney at it.
Smells like barbecue.
Maybe we should throw Whitney, Pink Whitney, on it. You think it'll put out the fire?
I think it will. I think we should give it a shot.
In the very least, it'll get the people around it drunk and not caring about the fire.
you ever seen that video of the guy, the reporter, the news reporter, and somebody lit, or I don't know what happened, but there's a bunch of marijuana crops all lit on fire.
Oh yeah.
And he's trying to actually like do the news report, but he's all faded and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
a pretty great video.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds great, Johnny.
Yeah, don't pull it up or nothing, but
don't do that.
I think everyone in the world has seen the video and
it's great.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Needing to pull it up is unnecessary.
If you haven't seen it, all you gotta do is type in marijuana crops on fire, news reporter. That's it.
Yeah, all you gotta do is type in reporter gets high from marijuana crops on news report live. From whatever ABC. The date was, ABC on that date. Just NBC, type exactly NBC. That, you'll find it.
Yeah, but type that on DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you'll get better research results
ask
for sure.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, is that even a thing anymore?
Vintage Yahoo is still a thing.
Type that in Quora and get some responses.
Go to Bing.
You know, everyone, you know, there's all the different email kind of accounts that you can have. Gmail, what is it? MSN,
Yahoo.
I use one of the most rare ones that no one uses. ModestYahoo.com.
What?
Yeah,
that's your email.
It's basically it's the same as Gmail. It's a good they run a modest. Good service there at ModestYahoo.com. Right.
I use Lycos.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, so remember those commercials of like a search engine commercial? You know, Lycos, go get it. Yeah. Like, go get the information. That was a whole campaign.
What the fuck?
It was like a black lab just running into the fucking.
Yep, it was a black Labrador. Yep.
What the hell?
Lycos.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh man.
Are you not going to pull it up?
Yeah, I got
the
Jesus.
That was the you remember when they were giving out the free 56K monthly discs of internet? Juno.
Remember that Juno? Well,
Blue Light.
I do remember that.
Kmart.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
When
you guys were younger, when Slipknot was around, did you ever type in slipknot.com trying to get to Slipknot's
and
website?
And then find the bath mat?
What? No. Oh. It was like a straight up porn site.
Oh, no, really?
Straight up. I did not know that. And so their website was slipknot101 or something like that.com. Yeah. That's why their website was that because
that's wild.
That crazy,
that's
dude.
Wild.
Crazy.
It was like some random porn site. We're like, me and my cousin were like looking up. Oh, Slipknot. We fucking love these guys.
I always thought it came from the bath mat.
What the fuck that is?
What, Slipknot?
You never heard of a bath mat? Like literally, the thing that goes at the bottom of your tub so you don't.
I know what a bath mat is.
So it's like Slipknot, like don't slip. Slipknot.
Oh, you're an idiot.
It's not a real slipping. Fucking thing.
No way.
Listen.
I legit always thought that's where it came from.
That actually sounds like a Anthony
bit. I thought that that's what they got that name. They're like, oh, the word sounds cool.
You know what? You know who really deserves that name? Is the original jazz band. Have you heard of them?
Slipknot? There's an original band called Slipknot.
There was a whole controversy behind that.
What?
Shit.
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
Pulled up.
No.
They're like, you know what? And there's also the knot that is called a Slipknot. So don't forget about that.
I was in Boy Scouts and I remember doing. I was touched. No, I'm kidding.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Wait. No, but
wait, hold up. You were touched by
instant replay.
The idea was how cool Slipknot tie is, or were you touched by your scout leader?
Scout leader Tom. I remember.
What was his last name?
I don't remember, but it was
Mount Baldy.
And we were in the cabin together. I remember that he was showing me a knot.
I'm sure he was showing you something.
He was showing me that.
I'm going to interject here. Uh-huh. I was in a band with Matt.
Uh-huh.
And he's a fucking tease, bro. That's why this guy touched this motherfucker. That's his fault. I don't victim blame.
It
this
was
motherfucker.
8-year-old me.
He likes to flirt. No.
Master Tom.
Please don't.
Did I drop something?
You do it very passive aggressively. It's just like.
He's all bending over and shit.
Are my shorts too high above the knee?
Oh,
are my socks too low?
I've dropped something.
What do you know about that?
Where do you put my first badge? On my cock or on my chest?
How do I set up one of my sleeping bags? Is there room for two? Or is that just a small?
So, Nick,
they're coming after you, Tom.
What's up? What do I search for this jazz band? I'm curious.
The Slipknot jazz band.
You spell it the same?
French. Yeah, exact spelling, everything.
Add the word French.
I would have had the song playing already.
Yeah,
it's
pretty straightforward.
No, it's just a jazz band. It's not the same band.
He's no Jamie.
Obviously, it's not the same band, Slipknot.
What if they
got a song called Wait
I'm
and Bleed?
I'm finding the first results are videos. It's Duality.
It's all
Duality.
Hey, we already know. Don't play Slipknot on the podcast. They take it down with ASAP.
Immediately.
They're the only ones.
These are the only ones. That
they're the only
play.
Ones that took our... Took the podcast down, assholes.
This
been a fan since the fucking beginning.
This Slipknot cares.
They cannot do it because it's over 50 years, probably.
Just play 21 Pilots. or just keep time my
Slipknot opened for a jazz band. 10 times Slipknot outclass interviewers. I'm not seeing shit.
I do
dude.
Like Corey Taylor, but come on, dude. Just let us play no, the damn
just,
music.
It's just
dog.
A Spotify. It's on Spotify. Facts.
Like, what's his problem?
You can literally.
I know it's Corey. None of the other guys care.
Corey. So look. Was that the other Spotify
scout
the
leader?
Slipknot. Yeah.
And do you have
scout
a
scout leader
title?
Corey, dude.
See here.
Fucking Anthony's typing like this.
I don't have my
index
eyes,
fingers.
My eyes are really bad, and my fingers are even worse.
Your personality's okay. bad.
Damn, dude.
Finding nothing. I'm finding nothing.
Like literally, I'm having a Mandela effect right now.
Really?
That's crazy.
Widowly?
Can we stop making fun of the fact that I talk like Elmer Fudd sometimes?
Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we could do that.
So you were widowly having something right now?
You didn't find it, did you?
No,
I didn't.
It's a dead end. It's been wiped from the internet.
Nah, that's not possible.
Dead end like your music career.
My goodness. I'm taking beating today.
I didn't mean that.
Our show went really well last night. It was actually really good.
It's definitely, guys, check out Dead End. Oh, I'm sorry, Dead Window.
Dead Window?
CA. Dead Window.
Dead Window. I'm going to make a cover band of your band and call it Dead Window.
I'd be flattered.
cover band of an unsigned band.
Right.
I'm just going to cover all the bands locally and just like change their name.
Awesome. All right, let's get back to what we're fucking here to talk about. Let's watch this Lycos commercial.
Oh, okay, Lycos. We're back to that. Okay, sure. It's a chocolate lab. Oh, I mean a black lab. It's a knit. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Lycos, go get it.
This makes me miss my dog.
I mean, you could put it full screen probably, but
yeah.
You know, whatever
I don't
you
worry
do.
About that kind of stuff.
I don't even know what Lycos is.
It's one of the
search engines.
Search engines, yeah.
It came out.
Find me Heidi Klum.
That is, dude.
Let's close on that right there. Look
Go
at that.
Get it.
Heidi Klum. Find me Heidi Klum. You guys see that?
Wow, dude.
That's fucking Lycos. Brilliant.
Go get it.
Lycos.
www.lycos.com.
I think that came out the exact same time Google did.
Did it?
Dang.
Okay, so.
Well, we know who won that competition.
Who brought Flag Lycos. Man?
Spoils to the victor, dude.
Man, the show?
All right. Who brought the. Wait, who brought
Flag Man?
Who brought Fag Man to the
No, shut up. You'll like these guys.
No. This came up naturally, so I'm just going to play this. Hold on.
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
What is the internet anyway?
Is the title of
full screen. Violence.
Oh my god. What's the internet?
What is
What's
internet
the
anyway?
What did you do on the internet?
Who's that retard,
what
dude?
What is the internet anyway?
What do you mean? How does one? What do you? What do you mean Google?
This shit is baffling to this guy. He's like, what the fuck? What do you mean you can connect to the whole world?
This guy.
What does that even mean?
This guy. Share some time. Fucking pride on his name. That's Brian fucking Gumble.
Oh,
right
it is Gumble, isn't it?
Shit.
Oh, you piece of shit. My Gumble.
Okay.
Oh,
shit. Oh,
man. I don't know what's going on here. 1994.
I love his rush on Bubba Gumbles.
Bubba Gumbles?
That's pretty good. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate that. That was pretty good.
I'm along for the ride. All right, so Flag Man.
So Fag Man, let's go.
Let's go.
The song's called Hot Off the Log.
Say it one more time. Say
hey,
it one more time.
Log, I mean, dude. Just listen to this
say
title.
It one more time.
Okay, listen to this title.
I'm off.
Fag Man, Hot Off the Log. It's pretty gay.
I'm off the log.
That is actually Flag Man.
Flag Man.
Flag Man.
Flag Man.
Oh, I thought
Flag
it was man. Like an all inclusive band.
No.
Oh, okay.
Flagman.
No, I mean, I could definitely see the correlation.
Wait,
there.
So they're not all inclusive?
I don't. I'm not entirely sure of that.
So
I'm,
they actually.
Johnny, I will get back to you at my earliest convenience.
So they're not all inclusive. They hate gays. I'm with it already. Let's go. Let's play it.
Jesus Christ.
What did I say, dude?
We're going to bleep that.
It's not my fault. They're going to bleep that.
We're bleeping all of this. We're bleeping all of this.
No. I didn't say nothing.
We're bleeping all of this.
What did I say?
Think we got it?
My cup's looking a
flag
little
man, hot off the log.
Flag man.
My cup's looking a little hot empty.
Off the log.
Flag man.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, you're coming, dude?
You're gonna be after watching Fag Man.
Oh shit.
You suck. That was a clean throw.
Wait, pause this right now.
This shirt is turning me on right now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I am fully into this.
Yeah.
This is right up my alley.
Do you regret your statement, sir?
No, I don't, because I think they would laugh at it. Only people that
will laugh at it. Even their page says metal for idiots.
Oh, dude.
They're definitely going to laugh at everything I said for sure.
This is like if I get like a Korn and Tool kind of vibe. So like a cool vibe.
I'm getting straight Primus at the beginning.
Yeah, Primus. Mr. Bungle stuff.
Mr. Bungle? Bill Murray? Oh, that's System of a Down right there.
Yeah, facts. Little System. What?
Johnny's a fan. Wait,
hold up, pause this.
Johnny loves it.
Yo, what?
This is nasty.
Johnny loves it.
I love this. This is like seriously straight up my alley. And this video is retarded and I love it. Are these guys now, Mick? This is the one that you brought, right?
Yeah.
Is this now?
Their content's sort of circulating now.
They're newer. I mean, yeah, we don't know how long they played, but
I can tell. They're promoting their shit right now.
Nice. This is pretty dope.
They're putting ads out right now.
It's like Primus and System of a Down.
I like that.
And Bungle, yeah, for sure.
Dude, those visuals are great.
Honestly,
look at that.
I gotta say I love something immediately about it.
It's fucking storage unit.
Yeah, exactly. Everything you could tell
here
was done very in-house, very low budget.
I love it.
They probably had a buddy who was like, yeah, you guys could come film overnight at this fucking storage place that I do security for or some shit. You know what I mean? And then they fucking did all the 8-bit graphic, like kind of superimpositions of themselves twice over and shit. That's cool. I like that. It's creative. Creativity used.
I am digging this right now.
Oh.
I kind of get a weird.
It kind of has like a
once.
What?
I wrestled a bear once.
Yes.
A little bit of Locust and shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking racket. I love racket music, dude.
Yeah, dude. Pickleball. Okay.
I love that, dude. Mick, thank you. I thank you for
very
this,
good.
Bro.
Very good.
I'm going to definitely listen to this all day.
Oh,
this
can, we make that, can we make that the still? Everybody do a good face and then make that the still. For like the video, because look at how cool that screenshot is of that band, you know. Yeah, there we are. There it is. Yeah, that'll be the still for the video.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. I can make a thumbnail out of that for show.
So, where are you guys from, Mick?
Do you know that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, dude.
I don't know why that's the first fact that
you're
just sitting
foreigners to us, dude.
They popped up twice on my feed as ad-driven content. So I was like, oh, these guys are actually pretty fucking good.
They're good at targeting. That's for sure. Wow, dude.
The corporate media caught me and now I'm,
gay.
Following. No, yeah, I'm gay and following one of these bands that corporate media pushed on me. Yeah, I don't have a thought for myself.
None of us do anymore.
I'm a sheep.
I've been buying Dr. Squash for like 2 years now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for sure. It's the best soap I've ever had.
Dude, buy a fucking stick of Irish Spring. It's the same shit.
No, it's not. That's apothecary.
I still use Mane and Tail. Come on.
If you use Squatch, just go to apothecary.com and they do like whatever the cost of you're getting for like a stack of like 12 bricks or whatever. It's like $8. It's insane.
That's pretty good.
Apothecary.com. They got soaps and like colognes and perfumes and all that crazy stuff. Trust. Apothecary. Trust. Like I use it a few times. I'm like, all right, this is the thing.
I'm sick of all this online shit. I mean, come on.
Trust.
Come on, Timu. Bro.
Honestly, Timu.
How much cardboard was generated from the fucking internet?
Bro, I don't care, dude. Timu.
He's worried about the environment and shit.
Dude, the world's gonna blow up in like 10 years, dude. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah, no,
the world doesn't matter. World War 3 or 4, it doesn't matter, dude.
We're done for.
GG's, brothers. GG's.
Anybody else have the theory?
You see, here's what you got to do. You got to line the inside of your walls with dead cockroaches. Their bodies will resist all the fallout.
I only have live cockroaches in my house.
Yeah.
So once I kill them, I just kind of just like leave them in my walls. Is that what you mean? Or
yeah, you compact them in. You put them in your walls as if they were a confetti type substance.
All right.
So you're saying instead of like insulation, you use cockroaches as insulation.
As dead ones, yeah, of course. The shells.
So, yeah, because I feel them like crawling on my body sometimes when I'm trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. So when I smash them, I just spread that stuff on the wall a little bit.
So do you put it on the outside or the inside of the wall?
I mean, usually the outside, and then I paint over it like a good,
you're the guy that made the meme with the painted over roach with the top hat, like he was dancing the jig.
So I mean, that wasn't my photo, but
I do something similar.
So it's like stucco. Similar. It's like natural stucco. I like that.
It's like the caulk.
Did you guys
with the L? You got to pronounce caulk.
Caulk.
Hey, have you guys heard about
my caulk is hard right now because of this podcast? It's so much fun.
Shut up.
What are you gonna say, Mick?
I don't want to say nothing now.
Not say it.
Say it.
You know, Linkin Park's got a new singer.
Oh yeah, dude. Linkin Park does got a new singer.
We could go right into that one.
Let's search it. What's her name?
It shouldn't be
Emily Armstrong.
Too hard to search. It's Emily. It's trending right
wow,
now.
Wow, I'm gonna be too hard after I see her saying that.
It's trending. There's a lot of controversy.
Crazy. I have a lot of things to say about this.
I have the confidence in myself that I can experience human things. You know, so roll the dice, baby. Let's go.
Terminator himself.
This is
not
a new song. This is just them playing "What I've Done."
With her. Yeah. From what I've heard, the cover or not the covers, but her singing the songs, kind of whatever.
Well,
but the new stuff is chill. Oh yeah,
yeah. Let's find out.
I'm sorry, I'll shut up now.
Matt, please shut your fucking mouth real quick. Let's not play it because that's like a better podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We can imagine we listen to it. Dude, it was tight, dude. That shit was cool, dude. I just heard it in my
play.
Head.
I don't know why that one wouldn't play. It was weird.
Here it is. This is what we want to hear.
Who's this fucking guy?
Video? No.
This fucking
let's react
nerd
to his right reaction about your fucking
this podception.
Fuck it. Let's fill it up. I say whatever content we fall on, we just go into tearing it up.
Yeah, go back to that fucking guy. Let's fucking see what he has to say.
Fuck that guy.
Let's tear it up.
Should we just make fun of that guy?
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, naturally, that's what happened.
It's just at random. It's at random.
Yeah, I hate it.
Immediately to me, it's not bad. She's in key. She's kinda doing great. It's very different from. Said,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
a flat to me.
Key, personally. But fucking monotone bitch over here. Come on now.
No, it's the thing is, dude.
Yeah.
To fill Chester Bennington's shoes, you have...
It's not going
to
be done.
You can't. So many fucking...
You can't do it.
I mean, like, I already...
That dude had such good technique that was... Yeah. That had, like, this longevity to it.
It was a one-of-a-kind talent, yeah, was, dude. Once-in-a-generation kind of talent.
Generational and, talent, for sure.
Yeah, I would say that, like...
Play it, Anthony.
Even emulating that...
No, shut up real quick and play it.
Space bar, brother.
Even emulating that... Is gonna.
I just don't understand why you're still talking right now. It's actually blowing my mind. There you go.
Ooh, mercy.
It's like Linkin Park with a guest vocalist.
It's like a, that's like a there. Yeah, that's like a Linkin Park cover band right now. A bad one.
Have you all right, heard? All right, okay, I'm
bad
done.
Bad one. Not a bad one.
I'm done with this topic.
In the end, not a bad one.
In the end, though, the cut or the more tribute heard, band. In I've the heard, end, like they're tight.
They
they're,
did a.
They're really tight.
I haven't heard them.
Check them out. In the end, not
they're,
a cover.
They're a tribute band.
Tribute. Yeah, yeah.
And they're a Linkin Park cover band.
Sick. Yeah.
You guys ever heard that?
In the end, brother.
Tenacious D tribute.
After in the end, we'll listen to that. I got you. Everyone's heard it, but you know,
I've never.
No one's heard it.
I've never heard.
Yeah, see,
Anthony, I never heard it. I didn't. Never I mean, heard tribute. There's a tribute band of every like.
You dreamt of
big
it.
Band, huh?
Yeah. They're tight. Trust. Like,
I know this song.
They're handsome fellas.
They have to
is
be.
Is this Chain Reaction?
I'd fuck them.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
It looks like the same kind of tight stage.
Nah, you'd see the it's Chain not, Reaction yeah, the side.
That's right. Yeah.
What's up with that dude's hair, though? Come on, man.
He's doing
do something
his own
with
thing.
That thing. The hell is that?
It's a poor man's guitarist from the matches.
He's like a real life Chia pet. I get it.
It's a Chia.
Not bad.
He's a lot better than her.
A lot better. As far as fitting and trying to emulate the sound, yeah, for sure, dude.
He's
a lot better.
Point.
So pause that real quick. So when it comes to because Suicide Silence had a lot of shit they had a lot of shit with bringing Eddie on from Ultra Parish because everybody it seemed like everybody wanted an emulation of Mitch, but it's, I mean, what's the right way to do it? You know, for both of these bands, their singer passed away. What's the right way? Is it to find an emulation of that singer or to something new
new
with it?
So here's where my frame of thought is. Chester, if you've ever seen any of their interviews there, Chester came into the band, if I'm not mistaken, hopefully not, that he came in as an audition.
Right.
Right. And he fucking killed it. The band did their thing. They took off.
Yeah.
They found fame and fortune.
Right.
All this stuff. The initial thing was the band. You know what I mean? So the band is just trying out a new singer. You know what I mean? It's just like the original intention of that project. It's just like, do you have enough respect for it to like follow that change for them,
right?
And most people don't, and most people have like critical thoughts about it.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, Eddie, he's fucking dope, you know. Dope vocalist for Ultra Parish, and when he came into Suicide, he got a lot of hate. I thought it was cool. I thought it was a different version of Suicide. Suicide's still a dope fucking band regardless, and it's just the way they did that first album with him. It was, they experimented too much, in my opinion. So when they did that, when they did their first album with Eddie, they did it as a live recording. I don't know if you know that, but they did it with Ross Robinson, and he made them do live recording. So they didn't punch in parts. They did it live until they got it right.
Takes.
Yeah. So it was just like an experiment on top of an experiment. And it's like kind of, sometimes that could flop, you know? So in their case, I was kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to say they set them up for failure, but I love All Shall Perish and all in Suicide Silence, and I thought it was dope having Eddie in there, but a lot of people fucking put a lot of hate on that project, and I thought it was cool, and I still think it's cool. It's just a different thing with a different singer, but in the case of Linkin Park, I would like to see that new music video that they have. What is this? Suicide Silence, Eddie?
With Eddie, before he was in, but he did the tribute show.
That tribute show was the shit, though.
One of my favorite live performances ever captured on film.
Are you going to turn your camera on? Oh, shit. Yeah, my bad. You're...
My tan.
Your tan. I'm sorry about that.
Pointing that out, dude?
I'm sorry, dude. Anthony's trying to be inclusive to the African American community. The thing is, he's racist, so I don't understand what he's trying to do.
Is Matt watching?
Matt's crawling on the floor to try to get back to his seat right now. It's hilarious.
You did pretty good. I didn't see nothing.
Welcome back, Matt.
Sorry, I had to stand up.
This is still dope, dude. I don't care what anybody says. Eddie's cool. He's kind of an asshole, but I like him.
Why is he an asshole?
Not to me. He was always cool to me, but I've heard stories. I don't know. I shouldn't say that, huh? I like you, Eddie. Fuck the haters. I think you're dope as fuck. He was always cool to me. I met him a long time ago because of Pierre. It's just
sounds great.
It's dope. He's dope, dude. Look at his hair.
Nice.
One of the heaviest bands of all time, I think
we
can all agree.
Yeah, I can agree with that. And they got Chris Story back in the band. My boy Chris, you the man, bro.
Nice.
Let's go to Emily Strong and the new video. I'm telling you, there's a new video. At least I seen it on Instagram.
It's fake, dude.
No, it's not fake. It was an actual news. I think it was a new song with her.
All the stuff that I saw was like live performance shit.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a new. Pretty sure there's a new song and new video.
Weird that I wouldn't find it.
Matt, what do you got to say about this?
Emptiness. The emptiness machine.
Sure.
I'm empty.
All right, man. I thought you went to church today, dude.
I did.
You can't say that.
I'm feeling it, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't get much out of this sermon today, but
I'm working on
it.
It
got me, but
it got you today? Wait, real quick. Me and Matt are going to have a moment.
Click the screen.
Wait, me and Matt are going to have a moment. What was it about today? What was the sermon about today? I'd love to hear this.
The sermon, basically... so when you're like in the valley, so you got your peaks,
yeah,
and then you got your valleys,
your low points,
yeah, your low points. Mm-hmm. So like when you're in your low points, Jesus is setting a table for you and everyone, regardless if they're your friends or if you know your enemies or ops type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when that happens, regardless of who you're with, Jesus is going to overflow your cup regardless of what you have, you know, like in your physical realm. So you could be doing, you know, outside of your normal, like, you know, day to day, things could be chaos.
Right.
But if you're holding yourself together, other people that are around you will see that, be like, wow, he's got these crazy things going on. But the fact that he's keeping it together, he's got his head on straight, he's doing what he's got to do. Like, you know,
these are going pretty rare, right? That's why I like Anthony hates this subject right now.
Why?
Fucking hates it, dude. See, he stopped listening. You see?
No, I was listening.
No, you weren't. You fucking...
I was listening. What the fuck?
You fucking hate God, dude.
See, I can't even... Where do you get this shit from? Where do you get this negativity from, Johnny?
He fucking hates it. He don't even think Jesus.
I know you're atheist.
He don't even think atheist. He don't even think Jesus is real. That's the crazy part.
I know he atheist, but it's chill, dude.
Wait,
I still love you.
Dad. I don't think any of you guys are real.
We're in the matrix.
I'm in Frank here.
We're having a blue pill. It's Bible study now.
This is a simulation.
Hey, Mick, what do you think about the Lord Jesus? No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to go into that.
Red or blue pill, brother? What are you taking?
What are you taking? Blue pill's Satan. No, red pill's Satan. Red pill. Blue pill's Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Which one are you taking?
I'm going to be honest, dude. I'm a complete drug addict, so I'm taking both of them.
Fuck it. Let's see what it does.
All right. you just tear open the fucking fabric of space and time.
I like that, Matt. These guys are naysayers. Let's watch this video.
I didn't even get to say.
Yeah, we know you hate God. Come on, let's play it.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry, Matt. That is not of my opinion. That's Johnny speaking for me. Flashing your favorite point of view. This is not.
Wow, she sounds like a man, dude.
There's no new Linkin Park video, telling you.
You're not even on a Linkin Park song right now.
This is a the emptiness machine.
Wait, it might be. Maybe they opened up with the Shinoda to
this is it, yeah. Because she's going to sing soon, I believe.
Pause it real quick.
Yeah, this is it. Facts.
Or don't pause it. That's fine.
No, we'll take the first time.
We'll take the YouTube hit. That's fine. Shinoda needs to stop singing and just keep rapping, dude. Because
rap brother,
he's a dope rapper and singer. You know,
it is right up the middle.
Know
for
what
me.
You're doing, dude.
I mean,
who you are.
He took that passing as I'm gonna step it up.
I mean, isn't it have to? Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you this, what I do like about this, if this is a song with her in it, that it opened up with him, because you have to ease into her. You can't just let her, you know.
I think she's going to
kill it. There she is, yeah.
There she is.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Still very Linkin Park. I like that.
Yeah.
They're just a good band, definitely. Dude. Overall, the band, excellent. And it's dead. No, I'm just playing. Let's hear it out.
You know what I think would have made this all just so much easier?
If they did the Tupac fucking hologram of Chester?
That'd be sick. If they would have just literally been I don't know if they've been writing new material or anything. But if
I mean, all their material sounds the same.
They would have just released this as a, what's her name? Emily what?
They have a new album coming out.
Armstrong?
Soon.
Emily Armstrong song. If they would have just released this as an Emily Armstrong song and Emily Armstrong featuring Linkin Park.
True.
Yeah.
And then just done this new cool thing and then been like, hey, since we're working with her, we're going to do a tour with her and she's going to fill in the Chester vocals. And then just kind of left it nebulous.
But that's not woke though, so they're not going to do that.
Johnny.
What?
Really, Johnny?
That's all they're doing it Johnny. For. It's a girl singer, dude. Johnny, they literally. Johnny? What do you mean, come on? Johnny? You were saying if they had the guy Johnny? From Architects, it would be perfect.
No, I will. I do agree.
You literally said that.
Dude, Sam from Architects would be the perfect fill-in for live set. Would I suggest that he join Linkin Park?
I would if I was him.
Or the homie from the Ghost
join
Inside.
Join Linkin Park though? Yeah, I mean, he's going to collect that money.
he could easily be right now like, sorry, guys, I got to take this opportunity. You think they're going to tell him, no, bro, come on. Come on, but Architects.
Nah, whatever. Yeah. I respect whatever his values are. If he wants to fucking chase the fucking
If
that
he wants
bag,
to keep playing with the weak-ass band, then he can do that. Or
you
he can play
like
with
Architects?
The famous band. No, they're whack.
Nah, let me tell you what, bro. Chase that bag. Chase that bag.
Punch you in the nuts.
Chase the bag, baby.
Chase the bag. Every day. All day. Every day.
Why?
Because money, dog.
What is life if you're just chasing money? What is fucking life then?
God wants you to have money, dude.
Yeah, don't struggle. And the fact that it's not like you're struggling. You're chasing the money.
I think the deafening silence after him saying that is enough to convince all of us.
No, for me, I was like, oh, you asking me?
Yeah, like, you want me to do it? All right, for sure. Yeah,
I'm saying that he knows what the decision is, but. You know, they won't ask him. So it's whatever.
Let me tell you what I do think. I do think you think the 49ers have a chance this season.
We definitely.
No.
Motherfucking sitting in this hot
no
ass
comment.
Studio.
Oh, let me
with his jersey on.
Nah.
With a shirt.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow when we take out the fucking Jets. Fuck you, Aaron Rodgers. We didn't want you for a reason because you suck.
True.
I'm predicting 3 sacks tomorrow, at least. Bosa and then Givens. And then Warner, 3 sacks, 2 interceptions. Javarius Ward, Warner. Warner's going to have an MVP defensive game tomorrow. That's my bold prediction on sports. This has been the sports talk with Johnny. Appreciate you guys.
Shout out Rizzo Sports.
Would you quit playing that whack ass beat over when I talk?
Eddie, that shit sucks.
Shut the
honestly,
fuck up.
It sucks.
That shit literally shook my spine, dude.
Widowily?
It's widowy?
Widowily? Apparently. I've never been on the news before.
I will say this. I'm talking a lot of shit about Emily, but keep playing because I heard her part and it was pretty fucking sick when I heard a little bit of snippet of it. So let's keep playing.
Have you heard their actual band though? Dead Sarah?
Who?
Dead Sarah.
Stupid band name. So she did the right thing.
True.
She said, right here, watch. This is going to be pretty sick.
She's like, fuck y'all.
It's not bad, dude. It's not bad. I'm actually in again.
Her scream is pretty good.
It's pretty dope. I'm telling you. I didn't hear that part.
It's not a scream. It's like a yell.
It's raspy.
Go to the live one.
It's raspy.
It's not a scream. That's not a scream.
No, I'll show you.
Oh, when they did the live stream? I heard the live stream was way worse than the single that they put out.
Well, I mean, look, she's one of those artists that's better on studio, better in the studio than she is live, and that sucks. For them though, not for us, because I'm not gonna see Linkin Park live.
Well, there's no Chester. I checked out the tickets today. Mm-hmm. $450.
I'm not paying,
bro.
All that for insane. Not Chester.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, you're literally getting at Chester. You're getting at the issue that I have with all of this, dude. Is like the same thing. Like the way, like I disagree with Mick when he's like, go after that back. Like fuck people like that, dude.
We're fucking with you, right? When we say that,
yeah. I wasn't being literal at all. No,
but the fact of the matter is, there are people that do live literally like that.
Yeah,
and. This is what it results in, dude. This is what it results in is fucking like we don't get to say see the bands that we like live because they're too expensive to see live.
True.
You know what I mean? And like that's a bummer. Like it bastardizes all the industries. That mentality bastardizes all the industries that it poisons.
I got to piss. I don't want to hear your stupid ass.
Hold on. Let me put it to your camera. Let me make sure we're.
Hey, okay. Yeah. What's up? I'll say some shit.
But all yeah, right. No, I mean, like the whole like the idea of this all feels very cash grabby. I bet you they'll get some cool performances out of it, some cool stuff. But I feel like just because they're seeing like Blink-182 and their whole kind of comeback and like, yeah, we could do something like that. And it's like I'm not a big enough fan of Linkin Park, apparently, to care. You know what I mean? I guess, you know, I do like the band, but I don't care enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to pay that amount to see a performance of songs that I kind of like.
What's the album that you stopped at? Was it
Meteora?
Okay. I feel Meteora. Meteora. And then
What I've Done, I think came out, but that was like part of like Transformers. And that was a single for me, you know?
Perfect. Yeah. After that, yeah. I mean, I respect them. They're tight. But yeah, after that, I kind of, like, I'll listen to a song here and there. But yeah, and Meteora Hybrid Theory, fantastic.
That's another weird opinion that I would say that I have about that band or any band like that is that, like, literally, like, I don't think there's a problem with your first two records being the best shit you did. I don't think there's a problem with that, man. I think it's totally okay to fucking ride out your old, be a legacy band. Like, there's no shame in that, man. If you affected a generation with, like, even like going smaller, like a band like Under Oath and the way that record, They're Only Chasing Safety, affected me, you know what I mean? I know they did a record before that. They've done records after that, but record spoke.
That was the record, dude.
That was the one.
That's the musician's curse, man. Satisfaction.
You know,
you know what I mean? Yeah, where do you find satisfaction in
reaching for that?
That's where I get my customer service from. Like, do you approve of me? Like, is there more that I need to do for you, dude?
Why don't you love me?
Why don't you love me, dude? I did everything you asked for. Still not enough.
And what do you have to say about that, Johnny?
This is what I got to say. Let me tell you guys.
This is how good this guy is.
That's what I gotta say about that. Did Linkin Park and Jay-Z not have the best collaboration ever when it came to fucking metal rock and
reanimation?
Yeah.
Best shit I've ever heard, dude.
Phenomenal.
The best collaboration between genres. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's all I have to say about that.
That being said, Johnny, mm-hmm. do you think really that Jay-Z is a womanizer?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I personally think he's in the Illuminati.
Facts.
He's in there, yeah. He's high up in there.
100%. Oh yeah,
he's one of the guys that stepped up the ladder. You know, it's been a real edgy ladder.
I really just want to do that bit I did earlier.
He was more
again.
Low key, but now he's up there for sure.
He's up there. He's moving up.
As
moving
said,
up the chain. Yeah.
As said by Jason Zizzle the Fifth. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo.
I gotta say that. Did he have sexual relations with a 16-year-old Beyonce? Maybe. Yes. Definitely. But is he a good musician? Yes. He's actually a good musician. And is that the path that most have with fame? Yes, that it is. I will tell you
okay,
that.
Okay, so the first thing I found mm-hmm. of Emily Armstrong with this live stream is Bleed It Out. You guys want to check out some of that?
It's Bleed It Out.
Gosh, what do you mean?
I bleed it out, bleed it out, just to throw it.
Oh.
Okay.
I bleed it out.
Yeah, I did it fine. You don't have to do it again.
Turn it up, dude. Can't hear shit.
Yeah, dude.
I do like Shinoda, though. He's sick.
Was that shit? Fort Minor?
Yeah,
Fort Myers. Dope ass project.
I miss you so. I remember that.
She's back there like.
They're doing not a parody. What is it called?
Karaoke?
No, where it's like the songs put together.
Acapella? I don't know, man. Sorry.
A medley. They're doing a medley.
She
does sound good live to me.
Is she even singing? I can't tell. I don't see a mic on her.
And that's the thing too, is it's a lot of crowd.
They turned her way down.
A lot of crowd vocally stuff.
Damn.
I don't
shout out engineer, dude.
I see what you did. Hey, real dude.
Wait here, hold on.
He must be using Waves plugins.
I just heard mic, dude. That's it.
I hear.
That's her?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She does got a cool like scream yell voice.
Let me tell you something. These guys are only going to be playing casinos from now on.
Hey, that's ooh. Not a bad gig, dude.
I don't mind catching them at Yamava for $50.
Dude, they pay fat. Some of the bands, I had a homie that did keyboards from one of the bands, and they got paid pretty.
Yeah, the casino makes money.
Yeah,
they go crazy.
When people go, they
pray. I forget the band, but the ones that did a cherry pie, that she's my cherry pie.
I forget the band name, dude.
But they
is it White Snake? It is White Lion.
They played there.
Now I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. But me and my dad saw them there at Yamaha, dude. It was Yamava.
Did I say Yamaha earlier?
You said Yamaha. You said it right.
Did I say Yamava?
It's my bad.
That's their fault for making confusing words.
Yeah, you guys down to
the clown?
You guys down to that was my left hand. That was pretty good. You guys down to go to Yamava after this or
facts?
I can't.
I can go for some blackjack.
I got work.
I'm doing 200 on red right now. Put me on.
Yeah,
this.
I would never
record
put
it. Put me on blast.
Sir, this is blackjack.
We are going to bleep this, but we are using Bet. Whatever the fuck is it?
BetOnline.com.
BetOnline.com.
And that will be bleeped. Do you think it's you?
I would never put any money on black.
Yeah. Black is whack.
And I will never play blackjack.
Is it weird? Ooh, is bars, it weird bars. That when you said the word black, I didn't think purely black?
It's not. You're right. Why are they not black? Exact. Like what Matt was saying earlier, we don't like the
We're trying to dance around the effect of offensiveness.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
There we go.
I'm capping.
There we are.
Play something else. It's like an hour.
Play another one of my beats.
Don't do Johnny.
Play another one of my beats.
All right, I'm gonna give you, you blur it, dude. And you choose which one, right?
All right.
Count Trapula or In My Element. Wait, no, that's somebody else.
No, that's
Count Trapula or
just go to like the newest shit.
Okay,
Shout out BigMacAthletics.com. Sorry. Clothing brand BigMacAthletics.com.
Drumless.
That's where
student
I get
teacher?
The if it fits your macros. Photo right there. Sorry, BigMacAthletics.com.
It looks like a little bit of a Studio Ghibli reference.
It is.
Kind of.
Yeah, my cousin made the
design. I like Studio Ghibli.
Sick.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, he's crazy. He does tattoos as well. Joe Necro, dude's amazing.
I like
Jose
Necro.
Zarate. Yeah, dude. I'll send you some of the stuff. He does tattoos. He does like all sorts of designs. He like designed my skate or my longboard. It's
Anthony
crazy.
Anthony loves what I'm doing right now.
I love what you're doing. Sorry, dude.
You guys want to hear the rest of this?
Let him talk.
It's the ass, dude.
Like, I dropped my origami.
Pays for like more SoundCloud? No one does. So like
nobody
ads,
plays for
ads
SoundCloud.
For days, which I get it. I gotta put myself on YouTube, honestly.
So what's our final take on this Emily Armstrong?
I would say if I
need to hear more.
If I had to chime in with my final opinion.
Wait, let me real quick. I wouldn't call her Emily Voice Strong. That's what I wouldn't call her.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Like I said before, she's all right.
Yeah, no. I need to hear more. Like,
and she's not even cute. They could have got a cute chick.
I wholeheartedly disagree. I think she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, but she would. Yeah, your standards are low, though.
All right, give me just the 2 seconds to do something really mean. Johnny, what was your personal Instagram again?
I'll give it to you, Johnny Savage, JONNYSAVAG. Let me hear. Let me get the DMs of the hate mail. I don't give a fuck what you guys say.
No H's, baby. H.
What do you know? No new messages.
No H and no E. Send me the hate mail. I don't give a fuck.
Final opinion of the Emily Armstrong shit is God bless.
Why'd
you switch from me so fast?
You know, from...
You're right.
For what they're doing... Oh, Jesus.
don't
come on. I'm listening.
For what they're doing for them, you know, still doing the fan service and providing, you know, entertainment for people.
I like that.
Bless their hearts. But for me, it's going to fall short and not justify the price of a ticket to go see them live. You know what I
mean?
Dude,
like, tickets are like $500 right
that's
now
crazy.
On Ticketmaster.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
It's insane.
I'm not getting Chester?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you something. Would you rather pay $500 to see Linkin Park or see Cat Williams?
I personally would pay for Cat Williams. Myself.
I think that would be cool.
That'd be a fun show. That feels crazy.
Shut up. We know you wouldn't have to pay for Cat Williams. You would just suck your dick backstage.
You would suck my own dick, John. Hey, Cat Williams, I can suck my own dick. You want to see something sick, bro? Check this out. I can suck my dick and I watch your show.
You want some tickets?
That's why he dropped the H out of his name so he can put it in the Yeah.
That's pretty good, Mick. I like
that. That was really good. All right, fellas. It's getting late for me, at least. Do you guys want to start plugging?
Dude. Shut up.
It's an hour 20.
Check out. It's an hour 20?
It's hour 20 right now.
Holy shit.
So would you like to plug some things?
All right.
You go ahead first, Matt. Go ahead.
I go by Young Link. Young Link Official on Instagram and Spotify. I got some EDM stuff, some instrumental stuff, some other stuff that
some
I've done
instrumental
with
stuff.
The Dunce, aka Mick Stradamus.
What's that? What's that track that you have coming out with them?
Magilla.
Magilla.
Magilla. I'll plug it right here.
Yeah, I'll play it in the background. For sure. Yeah. So yeah, we done some stuff. We did Skippy in the past. Gray banger, dude. Check it. On Spotify, Young Link Official Media. I got the photo of Studio Ghibli. He's playing some stuff. You already know what's up.
There it is.
But yeah, I make beats all day. I do some EDM stuff as well, rap as well. You're going to hear it soon on the album, or is it EP?
It's an EP, and it's called Ignant.
Ignant EP by
Ignant.
By the Don.
Let's go.
Shout out to Big Mac Athletics. It's a clothing brand I just dropped not too long ago. Online, BigMacAthletics.com. We got some shirts, hats. Wearing one right now. We got some tanks. We're going to be getting some hoodies soon. But yeah, Big Mac Athletics. Big Mac Athletics.com.
I've officially decided I have too many t-shirts. I can't buy shirts anymore. Hats I could maybe buy, but I'll only buy merch that's booty shorts. Do you guys have booty shorts?
Honestly, that's something I want to do. I want to put BMA on the butt cheeks, like B, and then the M in like the butt crack area, and then AM on the right.
You should make the M the McDonald's M.
Yeah, like a little smiley face.
And if you guys were curious who Mac is, it's me. I'm Big Mac.
He's Big Mac.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to, since we're at you, do you want to plug yourself, Mac? Big Mac. Big Mac.
Big Mac Athletics.
Have you had your break today?
IG, all that good stuff.
Like a cat bar. Take a break.
Cat bar.
That was the working man's break candy, right?
Kit Kat bar.
I do like
Kit Kat bars. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Honestly, Kit Kat hits pretty hard as a candy.
Mick, what are your plugs?
Go ahead with your plugs, sir.
Fuck you, first of all.
I was cutting him off because he's a fucking bored bitch. He's talking too damn much.
I brought up Kit Kat bars, though.
What are you talking about? We were having a joint Kit Kat moment.
Anthony, shut up real quick.
Okay.
Mick, plugs.
Come on, ADD. What are you doing, dude?
Mick's too high right now.
Hey, listen.
Mick Stradamus.
On Instagram. You can check me out on Spotify. At Mick Stradamus. Or whatever music platform you listen to. Check it out. I got Lullaby on there. New single coming out. Or it's already out. I got new EP coming out with this guy.
Yeah. This guy in referring to me. Okay.
Yep. And that's it.
All right. So this guy, your plugs?
My name is Johnny. Hey, how's it going, guy? AKA Johnny Savage on Instagram, TikTok, fucking Twitter or X, whatever the fuck you want to call it. In YouTube also. I don't really post much on anything. I just post on The Dunce. That's all I care about. You can check out The Dunce Official on IG and also The Dunce on YouTube. And also right here where you're watching this YouTube, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Let us know what you like about us, what you hate about us. I want all the criticism, okay? Let us know what you think. And then also my band, DNG Heavy, on IG. We're a deathcore band. Please check it out. We got a new EP that just dropped. And then I love these guys. These guys are fucking sick. I'm literally going to listen to this. I love Fagman.
I think they won today.
They won, They're so good.
They won what I would call a... completely fictional competition between bands that we bring on here to review.
They're great.
May or may not in the future affect the format of this podcast.
They're gonna definitely affect the format of this.
The format.
But I would say, they won today. They were the best. They were my favorite today.
They're so badass. I like them. I wanna check out the catalog. Fagman, thank you guys for
So, is that your words?
Is that, dude?
Wait, is that not their band name?
It's not. You said, did you just say fag band?
What's it called, dude? What's it called?
What is it called again?
Flagman. Flagman.
Flag.
The L is silent. Is that what's going on?
This whole time.
Nah, it's French.
That's not what I thought they were called. Mick, you gotta.
It's all right.
You gotta enunciate better.
It's all right.
I'll try.
Okay.
You're not good at listening.
I'll try.
I'm good. Yeah. Check out the Duns, guys. Right here on YouTube. We have a lot of cool stuff. Website coming soon. Anthony, go ahead and give your plugs. We don't care. So the thing is, with the, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No. So my band, Dead Widow CA on all, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. We just put out a song called Heirloom. Go listen to it. And let us know what you think. Give us all the feedback. Comment on it. All that stuff. It helps us out a lot. Follow me at Uncle_Energy. Follow my other page, Nerd_Worthy. And
it's a great show.
And yeah, let's keep on trucking, y'all.
Keep on keeping on is what Anthony's trying to say.
Right. Right.
Because he has no substance in the way he uses words.
Right.
I just feel like I've been coming at you all day, Anthony. Mm-hmm. I do love you, dude. I didn't mean to do that.
On the tags,
no, don't do
dude.
This thing, dude. Don't do this mm-hmm. thing.
No, I love you, dude.
You and I are better than this. You and I are better than this. Are you better than this thing? I could take a ribbing.
Oh, you can take my rib, dude. What's up?
Take his rib from the inside, if you know what I'm saying.
No, but yeah, I would say that's been the Stool Podcast. Any other things to add, gentlemen?
No, I think that's it. Just like and subscribe. That's all we ask, guys. If you're listening on audio, I appreciate you. Share the episodes. Let your friends know. Also, we are actively reviewing a lot of bands. Send your music in. If it's your personal music or something that you want us to check out, send it. DM whatever the fuck you want to send it to. Just send it because we got to listen to music. All right?
Yes, sir.
Full send.
The Duns. Send. Young Link Official, Damat 11, Tensions, Mixtradamus. We all out here. Big Mac Athletics Apparel, Big Mac Athletics. We got clothes, we got shirts, we got everything for you all. Again, we love you guys. This is honestly, thank you again for having
me. Hey, not a problem. Thanks for coming, Matt. I appreciate you, brother. Coming on last minute. This guy is the guy because he came at last minute. Literally, like 2 hours before shooting, he was like, yeah, I'll come through.
Fuck yeah.
We love this guy.
Love y'all.
Ignite EP coming out soon for these Dunce. Appreciate you guys.
Hashtag Ignite.
Let's go.
Ignite. Love y'all. Bye.
Ooh, it's hot as fuck in here.